Welcome to the Angry Admins Podcast, November 7th, 2006, episode number 2. On today's show, we're going to talk about Microsoft's Linux partnership with Novell, Microsoft's Xbox Live HD video download service, and Joe's going to rant about users wanting free tech support. Welcome back, everybody, to the Angry Admins Podcast. Great show for you today. My name is Ryan Necessary. We're coming to you from Houston, Texas. With me is fellow system administrator Joe Bibby.
What's up?
Hey, Joe. How are you doing today?
Doing all right.
So, what's been going on this week?
I've been following some stories this week. Today's election day, but don't worry. We won't talk about politics.
We promise.
But one thing I wanted to cover is... Wired News had a story that they pulled from CNET about Congress being ranked on tech savviness. And according to Wired, Senator Ted Stevens and his series of tubes wasn't even enough to get him the bottom spot on the list. So that shows you how bad things are in Congress these days.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
Yeah, the last thing we need to hear about is Ted Stevens' tubes.
And these guys are the ones, you know, they're passing our laws and copyright laws and intellectual property laws and
net neutrality,
and they know nothing.
But, right.
So, and then let's see, the other thing that happened this week, Windows Media Player 11 was released.
Wow.
And of course, as you can probably guess, it looks like iTunes.
Oh no.
iTunes with a Vista spin. Which, you know, it's pretty nice. They still don't quite get it. You know, Apple has UI down pat. And, Microsoft tried to copy it again. And they did a pretty good job. They improved it in a few areas. But still, for example, they copied where you've got, on the left, you've got your playlists and your library and your movies and that kind of thing where you can select the categories.
Right.
And then in the center is your library of music. But instead of having those separated by colors or some sort of divider line, it's all one static gray color with text. So it all just kind of blends together. I don't know. Those guys
designed
just,
by IBM.
Yeah, they just don't get it yet, and hopefully someday they will.
Are they still doing the thing where they automatically turn on all the, you know, we save the history of all the files you play, and we automatically try to obtain licenses for protected content, and we second guess all of, you know, everything you want to do?
Yeah, it's still, you know, we know how to do it best, so we, you know, they give you the option when you install it, but everything's checked by default.
Right.
And it's, you know, of course you want Windows Media Player to organize all your files and deal all your MP3s and be the default player for everything.
Right.
So, yeah, I had to make sure I unchecked everything.
Man.
But it does look nice. It's a much improved interface over the last one. I always hated... You know, 10, it looked nice at first, and then I used it, and I hated it instantly. So I was glad to see him update a little bit, but still, no good.
Is there a new version of Windows Media out, or are we still at the same old Windows Media 9 or whatever we were?
I don't think they've really done much with their codecs yet. It's probably coming soon with the Zune release and everything else coming out with them.
Yeah.
So that's about all I saw. Did you see anything in the news that interested you?
Well, this is the evening of... elections, and we're getting saw a bunch of stuff on the net about the voting machines. E-voting apparently is making a big splash, and I think that splash is right into the toilet. A lot of people are complaining that, hey, when I went into the booth, you know, the names already lit up, and you know, I press one button and it, you know, printed out something else. So I think we'll be talking about, you know, when we had it hanging chads before, you know, this election, we're going to have the curse of the electronic voting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we'll be hearing about this forever.
Yeah, I saw one story on it. I hadn't been following it that close because I try to avoid politics. But there was one story I saw about a voting machine where on the back they discovered there was a yellow button that erased every vote entered into the machine. And it was just on the back. They contacted the company about it, and they said, well, there does release an audible tone, so, you know, somebody wouldn't be able to do it secretly. But apparently the audible tone is a beep. That's it. Just a beep. A simple beep.
Right, which...
Not a long beep, just a beep.
Right, just like a cell phone or a pager or anything
else.
Right,
exactly. Everything beeps. I think my grandpa has a replacement hip that beeps. I don't know. You never know.
Okay. I guess let's jump into the big stories of the week. Do you want to talk about the Microsoft Novell Linux venture?
So, yes, it was a big story this week, Microsoft teaming up with Novell. This is the first time Microsoft has done any sort of deal with an open source company. A lot of people think it's going to lead to the fall of Linux, but we can get into that more later. To get into the details of the deal that was made, $1.8 billion is going to be focused on virtualization software, and $10.2 billion is going to be focused on distributed systems management. So first, let's talk about the virtualization software. The idea here is they're going to work on making an emulation layer in Windows and Linux so that if you have, say, example, you have a Windows server running IIS web server and you want to run a Linux app, say you wanted to install MySQL or some other Linux app, you would be able to do that in this emulation layer. Companies are really focusing on slimming down the number of servers they have and consolidating, and that this is really a big focus of this deal. The other thing you'll be able to do is emulate some Microsoft products in Linux, which is even more amazing in my mind. The fact that Microsoft even would consider this an option really surprises me. I don't really know where they're going with this, but it could possibly be that they're just trying to make a deal with SUSE so that they can kind of take down maybe Red Hat, take them down a notch, and add a lot more competition in the marketplace.
I know they were, a lot of people suspect this is the old, divide and conquer strategy where, someone with a lot of money comes in and props up a weaker competitor, in hopes that actually both Linux, distributors will wind up failing and leave, Microsoft on top. But I don't know, I guess it's all speculation. We'll find out.
There's really not a lot of details. Everything was talking about gross generalizations about everything, but it definitely is a big deal. I mean, Steve Ballmer was there at the press release, and you know it's a big deal at Microsoft if Steve Ballmer is there. And he wasn't throwing any chairs this time, but but at least he was there. So it seems like their big focus is interoperability, making it easy for companies who have Linux servers and Windows servers to work together. Now, I'm sure Microsoft's goal is to make it easy for them to run Windows software on Linux so that eventually they can be like, oh, Windows is good. Let me switch to Windows.
Right.
And the other way around for Novell. One of the other areas of interoperability they're focusing on is the Open Document Framework, which Microsoft has been trying to push this, saying, oh, yeah, we are open with our Office software. You can tie into this document format, and it'll make OpenOffice probably a much better software package in the future. Novell is going to put quite a bit of money into OpenOffice and make it work much better with Microsoft Office. They also have their Evolution software, which they purchased recently from Zimian, which is basically the only app on Linux that can tie into Microsoft Exchange. And really, that's probably what holds most people back. If they have an Exchange server set up, it makes it a lot harder to move to Linux because it's such a centralized component. Takes a lot of time to get set up. It's a lot of money. And people like having a calendar, contacts, everything all centralized in one place in their Outlook calendars. It's probably one of the biggest business apps out there besides Office in general. So that was a huge deal, and they're going to tie it into Novell's eDirectory software, which will also hopefully work better with Active Directory, another big gap between Linux and Microsoft.
I think it'll be interesting. I think this is really just Microsoft coming to terms with the fact that, in spite of their best wishes, most folks are in, mixed environments where there is some Linux, there is some Windows. A lot of people have, servers that are running Linux right now, but, you want Windows on the desktop just to make it easy on your folks for their development tools, and I'm sure there are exceptions to that, but really, this looks to me like Microsoft kind of acknowledging, okay, we get it. You people like Linux, we'll dip down and work well with that so that they can be the good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. And they did stress quite a bit on the whole patent infringement issue. Microsoft is going to be releasing proprietary software, and it's not going to be released under the GPL, which, of course, would make it so that anybody could use it. They really stressed that it's just going to be bridging software that's going to be put in place so that it can, so that Microsoft software can work with Linux. You know, they made this big deal about how, oh yeah, you know, we're not going to sue anybody who is non-commercial contributing to open source software that might infringe on our patents. Ooh, what a big deal. Thanks. Right. Thanks for nothing.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, yes, we're not going to sue you because you have no money. Great. Thanks. So, I mean, they're trying to act like they're the kind soul coming in and helping out the open source industry. And I think a lot of people in the open source industry don't see it that way. There's been a lot of backlash against Novell saying that they're selling out. And but Novell is just trying to, they're trying to build their marketplace and really take some of that from Red Hat, because Red Hat's really the leader, and they've been, ever since they purchased SUSE, they've been trying to come back. You know, Novell was huge back in the 80s and early 90s with their software that kind of laid over the top of Windows, and then when Active Directory came out, they didn't need that anymore. So Novell's been kind of fighting to find a place in the industry ever since then.
Right, and Red Hat, they've been kind of downplaying this whole thing, saying, oh, well, you know, we're not that worried about it, and Red Hat's number one, and a year from now there's not going to be any other, you know, Linux distros around.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I see this ending up being a huge deal, but until we see really how it pans out, it's hard to see what they're really going to do. So, but the big goal here is what they stress is Windows and Linux operating together in perfect harmony, which, of course, will never happen, but... You know, it's good to see at least maybe they're trying to work together. Hopefully, what I'd like to see is this would let people move away from Windows onto Linux more than the other way around, but mm-hmm. that probably won't happen either. So following along with the Linux note, the other thing that happened this week is Google pledged an annual donation to the software project Samba. They promised an annual donation of $20,000, which, you know, in Google's coin purse, that's nothing. That's like... leftover change, but still for an important project like Samba, I think that this is really a nice benefit, a big company putting some money into it, and I'm sure Google will see something from this, but they don't have any sort of signed deal with them. It's not like the Microsoft Novell deal where Microsoft gets something out of it too. It's just a nice donation, which is, it's good to see Google. I think they're trying to fight to keep their good name in the geek crowd. They've kind of been slipping a little bit lately. People have been looking at him as big brother, so it's important to keep their nose clean in this kind of an issue.
Yeah, I think this is just another. I'm like you. I'm glad to see it, but I think it's funny too that, you know, everything that Google does is sort of like anti-Microsoft,
right?
So, you know, Samba. You know, for those that, you know, don't already know, that Samba is a freeware utility that you put on your Linux server that lets you share Windows-based files. So, I mean, it's been around a long time. It's gotten much better in recent years. And I'm sure Microsoft really, really hates it.
So yes.
I'm sure that's why Google's like, this is a really worthy cause. So, but yeah. No, I think that's good. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like Google saying, we don't need Microsoft to help us with Linux because we already got it. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, Samba works great in general. And I was looking at the Samba page recently, and they have a technology release of the 4.0 version, which is nowhere near being released, but they're really working hard on tying into Active Directory,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, it's just one more step to not needing, you know, Microsoft desktops. It's,
right.
It's a good thing to see.
Yeah, it's like every time Microsoft tries to get more complex and, you know, you think, oh, no, Samba's going to be obsolete. Well, then the Samba team steps up and, mm-hmm. you know, comes right back and ties in their stuff to the latest and greatest, which is good. In other news this week, people have been talking about the Xbox Live high-def TV show movie download. What's the deal with this?
This is pretty impressive, really. Microsoft is first to market with HD downloads of TV and movies, TV shows and movies. And, you know, everybody's been talking about how they're going to be doing this. You've got Netflix leaking stuff. You've got iTunes who... finally just made it to 640 by 480, so they're not even close to HD yet. And Microsoft is doing it, and it's coming out November 22nd. It was just announced in the last couple days, and it's going to be out this month, which is the beauty of the Xbox Live system. They can just push updates to the Xbox, and it doesn't take long at all for them to roll something out. So it's pretty amazing. You know, they haven't released pricing yet, but it looks like... standard def TV shows are going to be about $1.99. It's all in Microsoft points, And this is just pulled from some screenshots we've seen. So, you know, we don't know for sure. That could just be what they showed in the screenshots. Pricing could change. But I would guess they'll stick pretty close to the iTunes pricing structure, where it's $1.99 and $9.99 for TVs and movies in standard def, and probably several dollars more for the high def, maybe even double.
So I'm in my living room. I fire up my Xbox 360, which is it looks like this is the only way to do this. You can't do it on MSN or any other Microsoft websites. You have to go through Xbox Live. So you boot this game console. There's like a storefront, kind of like the iTunes store, I guess.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
And you browse and you buy and download the stuff with, I guess, the points, which you can buy. So,
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm curious to see how it's going to work out. You know, Microsoft has been known to almost be there on things. It looks like they're getting pretty close to doing it right this time around. The only thing I'm worried about is the hard drive on the 360 is only 20 gigs.
Right.
So, you know, you've got a high-def movie that's 4 to 5 gigabytes in size. Now, the movies are only rentals, it looks like, you know, and the TV shows are purchased. So it's hard to say how long those are going to keep. Looks like it may be around a day or so that you keep a video, and then after that you have to pay again. So that, you know, that's going to save them keeping the movies in rental form instead of purchase. But even TV shows, you know, a standard def TV show is a few hundred megabytes, and that's going to add up quick with all the other things you download, game demos, patches.
Mm-hmm.
They're really going to need to release a new hard drive soon, or this is going to really bite them. They're not going to make as much money as they'd like off of this.
I could see liking it if you want a high-def TV show, which I'm assuming is commercial-free, and, you know, to be able to watch it while you're sitting on your couch instead of, you know, iTunes Store. I'm sitting at my desk with my computer, and I download it, and I'm kind of stuck watching it on my computer because, you know, ITV, it's a ways off still, I think. So,
Yeah, they're really... I'm sure Steve Jobs is kicking himself in the face because, you know, it's the first time they've pre-announced something, and now it looks like Microsoft has beaten them to it. You know, they've been making fun of Vista for taking forever to get released, and here they are getting beat by Microsoft with high-def video downloads, and Apple's still trying to get something in your living room.
Which won't even be high-def when it does arrive.
Right.
Right.
So this is really something, I don't have a 360 yet, but I could see this pushing me over the edge because, you know, the games are coming out this year. And with movies, high-def movies, I mean, come on, that's amazing. You know, I don't have to mess with, is it going to be Blu-ray or HD DVD? I don't care. I can just download it.
Right. And I think, you know, as much as the 360 costs, I need it to do more than just game because, you know, Nintendo Wii is considerably cheaper, but... You know, if I'm going to shell out a whole bunch of dollars for a game console, it would be nice if I could do some other things with it other than just, you know, play games. And, you know, way back in the day, this was Bill Gates' plan. You know, I think he wanted an Xbox in every single living room because, you know, he wants his little piece of hardware to be your one appliance that you use to check your email, play games, watch television, record shows. It replaces TiVo. It replaces your desktop computer. It replaces... You know, all the game consoles. I mean, this is his, you know, evil plan to, like, he's going to become the gateway for the 21st century, you know, entertainment info culture, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, we all know that downloads is the way everything's going to go. At least that's what I think. You know, I'm not really worried about HD versus Blu-ray because I'm probably not going to buy either one. I'm just going to download it. And this right here is a testament to what's coming. You know, I don't want to have to worry about physical formats anymore. The only thing I'm worried about with this is they're probably not going to make it easy to back up. So it looked like maybe in the screenshots that it's going to be possible to re-download things. You know, iTunes, you're kind of stuck if you lose it because you don't get to re-download it. Once Right. It's downloaded, that's all you've got, so you better back it up. I'm guessing that Microsoft will make it so you can download it again because they're not going to want you to be able to back it up. And that's going to frustrate a lot of users if you lose something on there that you paid for and you don't have any way to get it and they didn't give you a way to back it up.
Right. Or when your 7-year-old kid, you know, blows away your expensive stuff that you just rented.
Right, right.
The other thing is, it looked like the content that was coming out was mostly like Comedy Central, MTV. You know, I guess they're thinking, well, you know, Xbox is for kids and, you know, we want to have, you know, mostly that and...
Yeah, it did look like it was targeted towards teenagers and college-age you know, males in general. You know, I saw Ultimate Fighting Championship, Batman Returns, Superman Returns, a lot of MTV stuff, Robot Chicken from Comedy Central, and that kind of thing. And, you know, 360 is definitely targeted for that audience, so it's probably smart to have the initial releases be that kind of content.
Right.
Hopefully they'll expand it in the future. I mean, I could see them, you know, moving, you know, you buy one of these for your kid or for yourself, and your kid's like, hey, you know, look, I can download movies, and
yeah,
and then you add something for the parents so that they can buy them too. I don't know.
Maybe. I guess the parents could just, you know, they throw some points on there and let their kids, you know, download whatever they want.
Yeah.
Although, you know, you're going to come home and your 7-year-old is going to be watching Terminator, you know, so be ready for that. The other thing I wonder about is, so IPTV over the web, say if I have, you know, vlogs or, you know, video stuff that's produced that's not from the major networks, I wonder if we're going to be able to move, like, video podcasts from the internet back across our network, back onto this guy and watch it.
I would love to see that. I don't know if they're going to do that. I know you can kind of do that with the new Windows Media Player.
Yeah.
They allow you to stream items from your XP computer, whereas before it was only allowed from a Media Center machine. So you can do it that way, but it would be nice to see them roll out some video podcasts that you can just download directly onto your Xbox.
I think this should... I mean, okay, Media Center. Does anybody have it? Do you know anybody that uses it?
I think they probably have, what, you think 5 people using it?
I don't know. I mean, and I'm sorry, folks, if you guys have it and love it, but I don't know anybody that's using Media Center in their living room. To me, this would be a good way to just sort of replace it with something that's marginally useful.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, probably out of those 5 people that have it, 4 of them pirated it, so, you know, it's probably not doing that well. I just don't see having Windows Media Center in my living room. It just... None of the boxes are really that slim, and they just seem kind of expensive.
Well, they wanted to have this expensive console. I don't understand why they would purposely compete with themselves. You know, I mean, I don't want my television to have, like, computers surrounding it.
Right, so, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it either, but I'm glad to see that they're kind of dipping their toes into the marketplace. And I hope it works as well as it looks like it's going to work.
Yeah, I think this might really interest me more in actually getting a 360. So I was so, you know, last year, because you couldn't get one, it totally turned so many people off. It's like, oh, we'll forget it. You know, I'm just not going to worry about it because, you know, they just couldn't meet demand. And the demand they did meet, they had so many problems with the 360, and so many people were having to ship them back because of all the hardware troubles and overheating and scratch discs and yada, yada, this and that. But I haven't heard so much about that lately. So maybe this will be the holiday season to actually get a 360.
Yeah, I think so. And of course, it's conveniently coming out November 22nd, just in time for the holiday shopping season.
Right, which from their standpoint gives them a month to iron out all the bugs in the new live storefront before all the kids unwrap their stuff on, you know, Christmas Day.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So we'll see if they come through.
Yeah, I'm sure it will have bugs because that's Microsoft's way. Release it and then fix the bugs.
We are the beta testers.
That's right. I am sick and tired of people coming to me and asking for help with problems with their home technology. I mean, I get it from my friends, my family. You know, that's just obvious. That's going to happen. You know about computers. You're going to fix their problems. Their family, you do it. Whatever. But I don't want to be at work after spending all day fixing problems with firewalls, resetting passwords, fixing people's email, fixing the network, and then I'm trying to eat my lunch at my desk, and somebody walks up.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Nice day out, huh? Hey, I just got a quick question for you.
Of course, and here it comes. You know, they went to some stupid website, got a virus, and now they lost everything, and they want you to fix it, and they want it for free. You know, suddenly they're your buddy, they come out of nowhere, they never talk to you until they have a problem. So what I do, I point them to my price list. Or, you know, hey, maybe they can at least trade me. You know, hey, hook me up with your sweet sister, or bake me some cookies. But no, they want you to just come home after work, come over to their house, and sit at their computer for an hour while they sit on the couch and watch TV. They don't want to do it themselves, and they don't want to pay for it. Enough already.
That's going to do it for us this week. If you'd like to find out more about the items we discussed today, check out today's show notes at www.angryadmins.com. As always, you can stream the show directly from the site, download the MP3, or look us up on iTunes. My name's Ryan Necessary.
And I'm Joe Bibby.
And we'll see you guys next time.